of treason for which only the most serious penalty is appropriate, the penalty of death. It is the people who are the intended victims of Lansley, and so it is right and proper that Lansley is tried by the people. I call upon you, the people of Nottingham, to form a people's court to consider whether or not Lansley is guilty or not guilty. Now I will read out the charge which you, Health Minister Andrew Lansley, must face before this people's court. You, Andrew Lansley, are accused of plotting to attack and destroy the National Health Service in England. How do you plead, Andrew Lansley? Guilty or not guilty?
Guilty!
As the defendant is silent, I will enter a plea of not guilty into the court record. Now, I call upon the prosecutor to state the case against the accused. Prosecutor.
Good people, the charge against Lansley, the man sat there, is very grave. I will show you all beyond reasonable doubt that Lansley is guilty as charged. As Minister for Health in the Coalition Government, Andrew Lansley has put a health and social care bill before Parliament. If passed into law, this will effectively privatise our National Health Service, thus destroying it. Lansley and his co-conspirators claim that they are trying to create a better service, but this is not true. The real aim of the changes that Lansley wants to provide is profit-making opportunities for private business. Firstly, at present, the Minister of Health is bound by law to ensure that everybody in this country, each and every one of you, receives proper health care. Lansley's bill removes that requirement. Secondly, before the last general election, Lansley and other Tory leaders pledged that they would ring-fence spending on the NHS, that there would be no cuts in money spent on healthcare. But now they want to cut £20 billion from the NHS budget by 2014. Ladies and gentlemen, they lied to the people. They lied to you. Thirdly, if Lansley's bill is passed, then up to 80% of funds for public healthcare could be passed over to private profit-making companies. The main aim of such companies is not to care for patients, but to line their own pockets. Lansley and his fellow conspirators want to provide new opportunities for capitalists like them to amass huge sums of money. Your money that should be spent on your healthcare.
Disgusting.
Outrageous.
Under Lansley's new system, patients would only be entitled to treatment up to a certain cost limit. After that, we would have to pay for any further treatment. Lansley wants a two-tier system, one for the rich and another for the ordinary people such as yourselves. Fifthly, in Lansley's plan there is no democratic accountability and no democratic control. We wouldn't be able to stop unpopular changes, as was done recently in the case of Heywood House. There, the threat to shut down daycare for terminal cancer sufferers was prevented by popular intervention. Lansley wants to take this opportunity away. Sixthly, already the paying conditions of staff in the NHS have been under attack. If this man has his way, then most staff will be employed by private companies on inferior terms. And finally, even though Lansley's bill has not yet been approved by Parliament, NHS managers have been illegally instructed to start carrying out the reorganisation. Now, ladies and gentlemen, they were my 6 submissions, but with the leave of the court, I have a supplemental charge to bring against the defender, Andrew Lansley.
We want to hear it. Carry on. Carry on.
Ladies and gentlemen, I was approached today before this trial by a lady that works for the National Health Services. She works in care for people with mental health problems. Under the attacks already being carried out, under the instructions of this man sat here, these services are being cut and managers are intimidating their staff. A doctor went to see his patient the other week and told his patient that very shortly he would no longer be able to treat him. When his patient asked why, the doctor explained that it was because he was being made unemployed, being made redundant because of the cuts already being carried out by the man sat in that chair.
Disgusting.
And ladies and gentlemen, this clinician was then suspended. This is the intimidation and the cuts that are being carried out by the despicable Andrew Lansley. People of Nottingham, thank you for hearing that supplemental charge. The evidence I've put before you clearly establishes that this man, the defendant Andrew Lansley, is guilty of betraying the people of England by plotting to destroy our National Health Service. Ladies and gentlemen, you must conclude that the defendant, Andrew Lansley, is guilty of treason.
Guilty!
The case in defence of the accused must be heard because this is a people's court and justice must be done. Now, as chair of the People's Court, I call upon the defender to present the case for the defence of Health Minister Andrew Lansley.
People of Nottingham, the charge against Andrew Lansley is extremely serious. Yet I shall demonstrate to you that this charge is unreasonable and unjust. Andrew Lansley has been unfairly singled out. If Lansley is guilty of treason, then so are so many other politicians. In which case, why have they not been brought to trial? I will show you, far from being a traitor, Andrew Lansley is simply carrying forward what for a long time has been the policy of healthcare in Britain. You will come to see that the defendant should be acquitted. Firstly, there is nothing new about privatising public healthcare in Britain. Under the Conservative government, led by Margaret Thatcher, our hero, parts of the NHS were turned over to private profit-making companies.
Disgusting.
This was done with cleaning and catering services. The pay and conditions of staff got worse, but there were more opportunities for capitalists to make profits. Something I'm sure all of us would applaud.
No.
Secondly, it was under Tory governments that price competition began to be brought into the NHS. We owe it to the grand old politician man of the people, Kenneth Clark, MP for Rushcliffe, when as Minister of Health, he introduced internal markets to encourage competition between hospitals to provide cheaper treatments. Good old Ken. Many years before Lansley, Clark put saving money before treating patients. Thirdly, it's not just the Tories who want to privatise the NHS. Labour governments have played their part too. Give credit where credit is due. In 2000, Labour Health Minister Alan Milburn drew up his NHS plan. This opened the NHS to private companies, forced Foundation Hospital Trust to aim to make profits, just like private firms, and started removing staff from direct employment by the NHS. only on the basis of Milburn's far-sighted reforms are Andrew Lansley's proposals changes possible.
And Milburn as well.
Fourthly, Labour Party leaders have made it clear that any future Labour government would not reverse the changes which Andrew Lansley wants. After all, Labour have laid down the foundations upon which the coalition government is able to try and take privatisation further. Only recently, Alan Milburn complained about the government softening down some of their proposed changes. People of Nottingham, I have said enough to demonstrate that there is nothing unique or unusual about Andrew Lansley's conduct as Minister of Health.
He still deserves me help!
He's simply carrying on where previous ministers, both Tory and Labour, left off. The privatisation policy is a cross-party one, supported by the Conservatives, Labour and many other politicians. It is unfair and unjust to single him out. He's only trying to carry forward what has been, for several decades, the health policy of the British state. How can this be treason? I say this to the People's Court. It is your duty to acquit Andrew Lansley. This innocent man who stands falsely accused of betraying the people of England. Let's let justice be done.
People of Nottingham, this is a people's court, and it is for you to decide the innocence or guilt of the accused Andrew Lansley. I call upon any person here who wants to have a say on this case to speak out. People of Nottingham, have your say. Let the court hear you.
Well, I say it might be true what the defending chap said about he's not the only one, but that doesn't make any difference. Just because he's not the only one, it doesn't mean he's innocent. We should hang him, and we should hang them all. Doesn't matter whether they're Labour, Lib Dem, Conservative or anything, they're all in it together, they're all guilty. He can just be the first.
Speak out, anybody here, have your say about Lansley's attempt to destroy the NHS. Express your views, defend him if you like, attack him if you like. Speak out.
Anyone got a mic?
You have to come to pray, you have to speak out.
And anyone got a knife so we can stab him now instead of ringing him, it'll be a lot quicker.
Come on now. You are the court. You must decide the verdict. Let's hear your views. Come forward. Don't be intimidated by Lansley. He's under arrest.
There's a lady who wants to say something. She's
I think this lady works in the National Health Service.
I think he's guilty and he deserves everything he gets. Think of the thousands of people he's going to kill with this bill.
Anybody else? Come on now. Come on now. I know you're
anxious to see justice is done, but justice must be seen to be done.
I say save our NHS. The NHS is one of our greatest national treasures. This man is trying to destroy it. Hang Andrew Lansley!
Anybody else want to have their say? Don't be afraid to speak up. Lansley and his associates in the government have already gagged people who work in the health service with contracts, which mean if they speak out, they can get the sack. But not all of us here are in the health service, so you can speak out. You should speak out without fear of people like Lansley.
Anybody?
Realistic as to see what's going on in the future.
In Switzerland,
I thought he was dead on his own. I was quite happy. Yeah. It wouldn't be too long. It's a fact of life. Everyone knows it. And the country's ever populated at the same time.
Anybody else? Just one more. One more.
I'd like to reply to that. We actually have, I think, the second best health service in the world? Something like that. US is where we're going to. It's 37 in the world. That's where we're heading. And actually, we have the most cost-efficient health service. One of the most cost-efficient health services in the world. So actually to say we throw money at the NHS, yes we do, but we spend a hell of a lot less than America do. We're privatised, so it is going to get worse.
The people have expressed their views, and now we have to proceed to the summing up. As chair of the People's Court, I will sum up the evidence for and against the charge that Lansley has been plotting with treasonous intent to attack and destroy our National Health Service. First of all, the prosecution. The evidence the prosecution put forward was very damning. The prosecutor has shown that Lansley wants to reduce state responsibility for healthcare, cut healthcare funding, turn over most healthcare to private companies, put spending caps on the amount of treatment we get, remove democratic controls, and reduce pay and conditions of health service staff. Perhaps most significant is even though Lansley's bill has not yet been passed by Parliament, the managers in the health service have already been ordered to make the necessary changes. So there is very strong evidence to show not just the clear intent on Lansley's part to destroy the health service, but also that he's actually started to rip it apart.
Disgusting.
Now, the case for the defence is that Lansley has been unfairly singled out, that there's plenty of other politicians.
Bring them all here!
All right. Tory, Labour, Lib Dem, who've also been involved in the plot to destroy the health service. All right, this seems to be the case. But it's not a valid defence in law to say that one should not be published because others are guilty as well. It's not acceptable to say they're all doing it, so why shouldn't I? The prosecutor's evidence suggests that many other politicians should be charged with and brought to trial for attempting to destroy the health service. So the case for the defence is very weak because it does not disprove that Lansley has not been plotting to destroy our health service. So now I address you, the people of Nottingham. You have heard the evidence both for and against the defendant Lansley. He stands accused of plotting with treasonous intent to destroy your National Health Service. It is for you, the people of Nottingham, to reach a verdict in this case. So how say you, people of Nottingham? Is the accused Lansley guilty or not guilty? Speak out! Give your verdict!
Guilty!
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 That sounds like a verdict of guilty to me. So Andrew Lansley, you have stood trial on the charge of treasonous plotting to destroy the health service. The people have found you guilty as charged. Have you anything to say in mitigation of your offence before judgment upon you is pronounced? Very well, Andrew Lansley. Now I shall proceed to pronounce on behalf of the people the sentence to be passed upon you. Andrew Lansley, the people have found you guilty of the most heinous offence of plotting with treasonous intent to destroy the National Health Service. The traditional punishment for treason is for the offender to be hung, drawn and quartered. However, carrying out the full sentence would be rather messy in this square. So I will show great mercy by ordering only that you are hung by the neck until you are dead. Andrew Lansley, prepare to meet thy maker, the she-devil Margaret Thatcher. Executioner, do your duty, carry out the sentence of the vile traitor, Lansley. Justice has been done.